Hey everybody, it's your girl Kiana Denae, your favorite poet out here bringing you that love and ink. Welcome to Noteworthy for 2021, a revamped poetry podcast for the poets. Not only will you hear my original poetry, but I'll be featuring other amazing poets as well, because I believe all poets are worthy. So sit back, get comfortable, and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Noteworthy. This is episode 23. I want to say a happy belated new year to you all. Thank you all for your patience while our household had the unicorn during January. Everybody is healthy now. Everybody is back to feeling like themselves and, you know, messing up my house and getting on my nerves and all that fun stuff when you're a mom and a wife. So we're going to go ahead and jump into this episode. I've got four amazing poets. Three of them were more than willing to record their own poetry, and one of them actually has given me the honor to record her poetry for her. So you'll hear me reading her poems that she sent in. So we're going to go ahead and get into this. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for stopping by to listen. Of course, support these amazing poets. Go follow them, find them, track them down, and just encourage them. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and jump into episode 23.
Why am I always looking for my phone? I don't know. I lose my head if it weren't attached to my body. If it's not my phone, it's whatever's in my hands at the time. Wow. 4 missed calls. 2 of them are private. I wonder who it could be. Because my friends know I won't answer. I'm not answering. Pushed to the back of my mind, I grab my word and on my way to church. I don't believe in superstition, but my eyes start twitching.
Is that what that means?
Is he thinking about me? Does he believe me? I stepped out on faith. Softly, I hear your voice, my precious prince.
Trust me. Just
anywho, and anyway, I rhyme and spit, leaving stains on the microphone like a greasy monkey.
Greasy monkey.
I organize and tenderize the face of ministry like I was Al Capone.
Who?
From how many money, many mics have I seen the melodies of heaven?
You sound like NPR.
Pro Tools, keyboards, studio fees, synth machine, microphone, cable cords, computer, galore.
I spy.
Oh my. That private caller. Calling me. Calling me. Again.
And again.
I hop into my ride. What a roadster I have. And head home. Music high, music loud. Music and music all around.
Jamming.
What can I say? When I wake up, I'm on the grind.
On the grind.
Jesus music. Ooh, and Jesus. Words and music. Jesus music. Not all the time I have words that rhyme. I see words as a painter sees a canvas, as a photographer sees a portrait.
Artist.
I come into the house and speak to everyone. Yes, I have spoken.
Mind your manners.
I head to my computer, too many words sitting, blocking my thought. Up the stairs I run. Wait.
Slow down.
I just bumped the microphone.
Get it together.
What's that ring? The private caller again.
Again?
It doesn't make any sense. Instead of picking up, I sit and wonder who it could be. Then I make poems like this instead of entering and asking the private caller to unveil his or her identity. Still not answering. Leave a message instead of leaving me with confusion and mystery. Phone stops ringing. Maybe or maybe not. That private caller. Oh, private caller. Again. I wish I may. I wish I might. Know who you are before I lose my mind.
Go away.
Too late. Call me. Please don't call me.
Okay, this is an author and poet, Call Me What You Will, and I have a poem here called Revenge Body. This term, this thing that men and women do, of getting into the best shape of their lives, wearing the best clothing they can, makeup and accessories on point, perfected all to make sure someone understands just what was lost. If I might interject, there's a question that comes to mind. Why show a person what they're missing when it wasn't there in the first place? Why are we so motivated to prove to anyone how much better we are without them, instead of motivated to show them how good we are with them? Maybe then they'd have stuck around. Maybe then they'd still be there and we wouldn't be trying to prove anything but how happy we already are. But maybe. Maybe we are conditioned wrong. Maybe the outlook is flawed. Maybe the thought that we should have to put up with one another is the problem. I'll show them what they're missing out on. Now, for both men and women, what kind of fucked up thinking is that? I'm not missing anything because it was never who you were. And you don't seem to know who you are. Listen, I'm just saying, for all of us, maybe change needs to take place before we take revenge.
Oneness by Ayanna Nolani. The trees forget their individuality and join with the horizon into a single organism, drawing millions of breaths as one, with the power to pull the wind out of the valley and the air out of my sun-gold body, until it's impossible to hold on to the self. So I become a silhouette and join the trees in the skyline.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with some more poetry.
Are you a reader looking for your next favorite author? Are you an author who needs tips and advice on the literary industry? Then look no further. Every week, the Get Caught Up podcast by Untamed Publishing gives you the hot tea on the literary industry. Tune in at anchor.fm/Untamed Publishing and follow us at Untamed Publishing LLC on Instagram, at Untamed Pub on Twitter, and Untamed Publishing on Facebook. Allow us to help you unlock your unlimited writing potential. Remain untamed.
Hey, this is Linnea, the host of Unpacking the Box podcast. Hope you guys are doing well. So I always say that Unpacking the Box podcast is drenched in transparency because transparency is the foundation in its rawest form. Like, it is super, super real, you guys. Super raw, unfiltered. It's really a comfortable space that I've created for myself and others for us all to just peel back our layers, you know, in order to inspire other people that are listening. It is insightful. Empowering, informative. It is unpredictable because you never know who's going to be on the show or what I'm going to be doing and saying. It is amazing. It is supportive, inspiring, sexy, creative, innovative, fun, personal, and relatable. I'm really proud of this podcast. And the greatest thing about it is that there is something for everyone. You know, it's not just targeted to one particular audience. Literally everyone who listens to the show can take something from it. And I'm proud of that. And that's the best feeling in the world, knowing that someone listened to me, or they listened to a guest on the show, or one of my spoken word pieces, or whatever it is that I'm sharing at that moment, that they got something from it, that they were encouraged, they were inspired by it. It's just an amazing show, you guys. And if you aren't listening, you are missing out. You can find it on all podcast platforms. You can also follow me on Instagram. That's the place where I hang out the most, at unpacking_the_box_podcast. And, you know, hit the link in my bio and check me out. Leave a review if you like it. Thank you so much. Be well.
We will not just create a symphony. We will reinvent each note that is being composed and instrument that is being played, but only because penetration occurred first between our souls, our senses heightened by this rejuvenation, then completes the harmony of skin to skin making love, completing the release of song from our mouths and prose from our hearts, as if we float alone in this world. The space around us is a fog of magic, dust, and clouds of fragrant smoke.
If I settle for you, I will dog you. If I settled for you, every time I saw you, I'd be repulsed by you. Every chance I got, I would tell you the ways I'd be better without you if I settled for you. Are you okay with that? You're staring at me, thinking only God knows what. I am staring through you. Past you, Dolce and Gabbana glasses and all, wishing and hoping lightning would strike me so I don't have to see you, hear you, or strike you. Flash. Are you cool with that? If I settled for you, your pursuit of me makes me nauseous. Your sales pitch is boring, and the fact that you won't stop talking. It's annoying me. You won't stop talking, and you're not saying anything. You won't stop lurking, and for some reason, you think I, me, could or would ever want you. Silly. Yeah, silly, see? You wouldn't be my type on a bad day. I'm not lonely, desperate, or depressed. I have standards, requirements, qualifications that you could reach them only if I lowered them. Is that what you desire? A woman like me to settle for you. Waste my time. Out of all your actions and words, not one thing impressed me, but is hindering me from trying to walk out of your life. Oh, I should like you because you're a man. You're a male. Anything you could possibly give me, I can cheaply pay for or get, do myself. If they don't have sagging pants, they have wagging tongues. And by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the mind of naive people, as spoken to the Romans. Or as James said, a man who is confused, a follower, double-minded, and unstable in all his ways. But of course, boo, this is over your head. Although I am offering what you think are possibilities, there's no way on God's green earth. After all, I have strived for that it's good, that I would, could, or shall be settled. But most importantly, I refuse to settle for you.
This is the poet Call Me What You Will, and this poem is called Lies Told. Those white lies, you know, those little things you told me, small life-altering things you said, like love would treat me fair, and God is always good. But God is love, right? And sometimes love's hurt. You never mentioned that. You told me there was balance in all things, but hate seems like it's winning way too often. And my giving hands keep getting slapped away. So where's the balance in that? I can't seem to find an even keel, and my high wire rope keeps breaking. I remember you said eventually I'd find happiness. At some point in time, joy would be mine, but instead I grew to hold a boiling, blinding rage inside. Buried deeply. See, because good soldiers, good men, good sons don't harbor resentment for things out of their control. They don't wish for death, ever. Isn't that right? So many lies. Then I learned love is just love. The connection between people, the bond, the glue, and we keep defining it to the point of confusion. So that's on us. Not on even being outside, pain or not. I found that balance is something the individual creates for themselves. Through growth and learning, acceptance of reality and our altering abilities, and realization that it's not about everything being even, but about it straightening out as I place one foot in front of the other. I finally got the truth, you know. Happiness is never found outside the self. Only things that can help enhance it. Yes, eventually, joy showed up from the depths of my soul. It screamed forth, love yourself. And yes, the pain of the rage still shows up from time to time. Less as I heal the wounds it spouts from. I can see that the things that I thought were lies really just weren't clarified. Life is for the living. And God knows I really want to live. And that the truth of it all starts and ends with me. And it's time I stop lying to myself.
Phases of Carnality by Ayanna Nolani. That first night, spilling blood dispersed the sky. Emulsified in rabid eyes and purple fog poisoned the ones who were left alive. I blinked, and I realized I couldn't see. I listened for clearings in droning soliloquies, startled by sudden noise, chasing the silence to safety. I felt my feet bounding behind and before me. In skipping strides, I meant to flee. As I ran, my senses shifted. I saw the forest tinted like parchment, and the scents were ink strokes on a map. Each snapping twig ran like a chorus. I followed the sound with bared teeth, euphoria possessing me as I closed in breathless exhilaration. I meant to feed. Out of darkness, color found me. Lungs of dust resounded, I felt my body uncrumple. Pressed to a thudding chest, I was fed and held as I rested in nurturing love. I am meant to be. This last day, roaring winds move the sky like living water. The air is filled with boundless love in my presence, and I can see it all. Hey, everybody. I'm back. Thank y'all for listening. I hope that you enjoyed all of the poetry that you heard today. Again, support these poets. You know, support us. Go out here, follow them, find them, like their posts, comment, share their work. Just encourage them to continue this talent that they have. With that being said, I wanted to jump into a little bit more serious topic. I had very big plans for 2022 in this podcast and being able to share my platform with other poets. But as life would have it, it's a curveball, you know. I gotta take a different route. So I will not be continuing that this year. I don't even know if I'll actually be recording anything on this podcast. The way that life has went for me, my family, working, my husband's health, my son's health. And I won't get into any of those. If you know me personally, then you know what's happening. If you don't, just pray for us. But the way that life has taken us, there's just other things that I need to focus my time and attention on that are more important. So thank you again for tuning in. Whether it's been weekly, monthly, or sporadically, I just appreciate it, and I mean, I'm just humble and grateful and just thankful from the bottom of my heart that people actually listen to this podcast, you know, because it just started out just me reading some of my poetry. So maybe one day Noteworthy will be back, but for now, I'm signing off. I am going to leave the podcast up on Spotify and wherever else it's at. Just because, you know, there are other people that I've shared on this podcast. So, you know, you may want to direct your family and friends to listen to and listen to your words. So I'm going to leave it up. I don't know if it will be indefinitely, but it'll be up for a while. So without any more to be said, thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great 2022. Hope that your life is prosperous, peaceful, and full of joy. Kiana out.
To stay up to date with everything I have going on, like this podcast Noteworthy, just visit my website at www.kianadanae.com. There you can find links for my books, poetry blog, and much more.